Shir Pei Aleph and Bava Kama continued Yud Zayin Sivan He Tov Shin Mem Gimel, May 29th, 1983, on Sunday. Continue.
So then it's not even knas. It's mome, it's a tov in the regel, and it's potter mishasara. So in other words, so according to both, if we say that ein shimu mitzvores, that means that aloha l'mishim is not, especially the apostle, the tzvores, prince of chotzen ezek, applies to all doors, to regel, to shem, and to kem. But according to the Rambam, so we say it applies to all doors, but because tzvores is always told in the regel. If it's all the rebels, so it cannot be knas, and it has to be potter mishasara. According to the Raive, even if we say the tension is tzvores, so it also means that the aloha of tzvores applies to all doves, but the aloha of Mishim Sinai declares, implies that in each hour, so it pays the chotzen ezek. So, in other words, so in the av of regel, it pays chotzen ezek and the score of regel. In the av of shem, where it's in shamor lezeita, it pays chotzen ezek and the score of shem. And in the av of keren, it pays chotzen ezek and the score of keren. According to the Rambam, so if we say Eishu Yitzvores, so in other words, it means that in regard to Keche, there are no three categories of Regel, Shem, and Regel. According to the Rambam, according to the alternative of Eishu Yitzvores, so the three categories of Regel, Shem, and Regel apply to Guf, to Hezek done by the Guf. They do not apply to Hezek done by Keche. According to the Raive, even if we say ancient Yitzchores, there are still three categories of Mazikin. There is a regal, there is a category of regal, and there is a category of shem, and there is a category of kar. But if we say ancient Yitzchores, so the same aloche of Yitzchores from Shalom Chotzenezek applies to each category. But in case of regal, when the Yitzchores is done, is tossed, there are chinucho, Shalom Kavone, then is Nechuyev on the score of regal, Chotzenet. In the case of Shem, where it's coupled with pleasure, let's say, glory, so then is Nechuyev Chotzenezek on the score of Shem. And in the case of Keren, according to the Raive, so is Nechuyev Chotzenezek on the score of Keren. If it's on the score of Keren, not on the score of regal, so it's Knas, and Bibobo, we cannot be angry, say, and Israel versus Arabi. According to the Rambam, so since the aloche of Tzvores applies to all the others, so the aloche implies that no matter how the Tzvores is done, whether it's the Rechaluch or Shalom Bikabone or Ba'anoel Lezeiko or Kavanosim Hazik, the Rechshinu, it's always in the regel. And if it's in the regel, so that means it's not class, it's money, and it's Potter versus Arabi. So that's the basic machlokes between the Rambam and Trai. Now what is Rashi Shita is not clear. I think that Rashi Shita is like the Rambam, not like the Rambam, but it's not clear. Alright, so Gemara says, Vilma Robin Tintzorim Nakon. Vilma Robin Tintzorim Nakon. Tintzorim Arein Shino, Yesh Adoyim Adoye, Teiku. Let's see the Rashi. ומשן הרב ראשי, כאילו מרובים תמצאו עם הקומה, ותבואי מסבתו, ואות אומרו, יהי שינו או אין שינו, ואם תמצאו עם הרי שינו, זו יצטה מוסי, יהי שבו איתמו זו, או יהי נעדו, בואי רב ראשי, כי אחכי חני סומכס, כי כי חי דום אלוהי, מי גומר הלוכה, ומי קירה, וכי אחכי חי, או ידיו מלו, גומר הלוכה, כלל, תריקו, תריקו, מי גומר הלוך, למי שמסינה, יכול שנדק צחורי, זאת אומרת, הוא מכיר הכי לכם לדון. הוי שו מבית, זה מישת זה. הוי שו יצחורי, זה נעצי תחס רגלאו, ושיברו את הכלים, משאו מלחוץ נעצי, ניבוי לו, הן חקום. הוי so mi weit sie kommen gut, decken sie diese zwei Sauberschi. Und so es gehört Chaye, Mishan Chotzenezek. So in jeder Case, hieß Mishan Chotzenezek. Hieß Mishan Chotzenezek. Wir haben noch nicht. Dann sagt, je jeder Tag, hör ich euch doch. Hör ich so weit ist wie sie kommen gut und nicht auf die Zeit. Aber wie gut vor, aber auch die Schiene. So in Pays, sie Chotzenezek. Oy tsvores ki khay mishal khotnez vi rabonani oy dil mo hoy so mi vayte zvizi ko bi biuto oy tsvores machmas biut mishal khotnez hok yu khay mishal mi shol mal sum khasi so di mores abaye is di more is considering what's the chat in the mishna does the mishna imply here that tsvores al biute he pays a khotnez He pays a chotzin. Does the price imply that tzuris are the biyite? So the tzuris machnas biyut in shalom with the chotzin ezek. But if tzuris go high, he pays him with shalom. So then the mishnah. Of course, with the view of some test, or the price just the Mishnah just says, if the behemoth was mazik, how they beat the gufay, not all the tzuris. So then it pays chotzin ezek mitzat keren, but or tzuris ki ochaye also chotzin ezek, and the Mishnah accords with the view of Rabbi. Tosh. In other words, briefly, the Gemara is raising the question as to whether the price. The Mishnah is in accordance with the Shita of the Rabbanon, or it's in accordance with the Shita of Sunnis. So, Stosh, we say, Do so lakli vishim baalti, vino fla shero al kli achim ishomre, alo vishim mishamre nekshomre, alo achim chotzin ezek. So how can you say that the Mishnah is declaratory of the view of Sunnis? Here the Mishnah says, in the same way, that if it's no fla shero al kli achim, So Alachin Chotzin Ezek, that's not like Sumches, because according to Sumches, so Alachin should also be Chayim Lelik Sholem, vi Sumches means the Chotzin Ezek, vichy teine vishen vishen vatoze, vishen vishen vatoze, vishan vishen 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 It means the first Kele to be damaged as a result of Vatoze. But actually, It's not the first Kele, it's not the Kele on which the Behemah stepped upon. Upon which the Behemah stepped. But is the second, the first one to be damaged, only the Atoze. That's called the Shem. And the Shemi, or the Acher, is called the second Kele to be damaged as a result of the Atoze caused by the first attack. In other words, if the behemoth will step on one Kele, and then that Kele will be Madhis another Kele. So then we say, so the first Kele that is damaged to Atoze was going for Kele. And the second Kele that is damaged to Atoze is going for Kele. So that's why the Mishnah says that on the first Kele is Chayim Lelikshon, because Keche is Lelikshon. Mashenki, the second Kele to Atoze is done by Keach Keche, so then it's Chotzin Ezek. And Sumches also agrees that there is Alocha Mishim Sinai, which of Chotzin Ezek, Tzures, but that applies only to Keach Keche, not the Keach. We Sumches is a pretty in the Mishnah, it's not the Shem Shinu Atoze, we shall also make Keche Keach Keche, Aloha, the boy Ravash. Kei achti chali sumches ki chi chedome lafki chi chedome tivshi tloi do achti chi chedome so the Gemara says Rabashe ke rabonon meito uboi leho hoi so mi baetes veizik veizis Rabashe ke rabonon Rabashe when he has an abai whether kei achti chali sumches iki kei chedome lafki chi chedome So Ravashe cannot apply the Mishnah with the Sumches. Because if Ravashe would apply the Mishnah with the Sumches, then it is called out by the Mishnah that even according to Sumches, there is a situation where Tzvures pays a Chatzinezek, namely the case of Keacheche. How can Rav Ashi have a subject in the Deen? So obviously Rav Ashi assumed that the Mishnah represents the view of the Rabbonah. So the Pshat, so Rav Ashi ki Rabbonah meikelo, uboyeloche, hoi somi vayetet, veiziko bibiyuto. So that's Guf Mamesh, but Knas. Oh, it's Rumes Kiyo Chaya Chotzenezek. Ho Machmas Biut. Second Rav Ashe, the Mishnah is saying, the Mishnah represents the view of the Rabbonah. And Ho Yisom Yivayet, as we think of Biut, oh, it's Rumes Kiyo Chaya Chotzenezek. This is the Pshat Mishnah. So then the Mishnah implies that Machmas Biut Rubi Nezek V'yeshiv. Oy dilmo, oy som bayetes vizi kobi biuto, oy tschuras machmas biu, chotinezek vieishinu. Or perhaps, the pshat in the Mishni is, oy som bayetes vizi kobi biuto. That's good. Oy tschuras machmas biu is also chotinezek. And it's ancient. So that's the back. But according to Rav Ashi, the Mishnah certainly represents the view. The Mishnah certainly represents the view of the Rabbonah, not the view of Sumchus. I can see that. He come and Allah has been seen a hotel of shields, and he can hear the gum. He's he come with the blood sword. He told me, Karen, those are going to save him as missing. Those are like him, the Hyman Sola Hotelade, Shma Masnis Lab Shem Hesi, Rishma Toys is a Christian, Shma Masnakhoda Shiva Kim, she also called a wish. Yeah, but that did so less new. Michal Rishon is some Hesi, Achenachra Toys, a Kinshin, she is a Christian, he got it so less, it is a Shwari, Michal Kushwishi, Tabaki Akhirim, Shemohim Shal Hotelade. Tip should buy a dinner by a Bashik Abonome. How by the boy of Ashe, the Yogeshin Yitzhus, ancient Yitzhus, our last Nisan boy. The Hoche Koboy, who is on by it. Boy in the Rabbabe, Barmam, and Rabbane, the Amro in the Rabbia Barabe, who is on Malach and the Mokin Shiev Shalom, Elin Kininatsis, who bought of the Tis of the Easy Komao. So, suppose he walks in a place where there are so many pebbles, on the ground, that it's impossible to walk except if it is minatis. Ubuato vitis of iziko, maukin di epsholo ucheu, oidumo hashke nie machmas biu, komanche, kominatse tsureis, so you know it's a state. Alright. Who is malachem chotranize? Leo tsureis vi epsholo teminatis. Uche uche tzure dalme hu und ich schaue mich heute lese und ich will mich hast du mir mach was wir tu wie ein Thema ist in den Zure es nicht mehr lese ob ich mir lese ich nicht schaue und ich nach ihm uche uche tzure es nicht wie teilt der die Regel a viel alle die Bild wie ein Tiso und ich schaue אלו חוצן איזה, אם דבל אבו חייב עם נאצה, אוי דין המח מזביר אותו, אם הוא הדבר כך, נשאר לו שזה שאול. לנו את הסיומים, אם נסתכים במישום אלו, עד את הולד מקור, מפי המאיר, אבל מי שלי, בואי בני רבי ימי מרב זה, הוי סומר על החלטו של רב, and then it was written here in the text of God, but practically all the same, the amechit, the Mubar. And the Raive says that the right Gersi is not to be Geri Subato, but he assumed that the Rambam was Geri Subato. But then he came of the Rambam say, no, that's not the Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam was not Geri Subato either. So, but the Gersi, the general Gersi, is without Bato. Because if we are Geri Subato, then the whole Rosh Nagmor is very strange. So, at least most Rishayim say that we are not Geri Subat. But boy, we have here in Rav Zeir, hoi som ala hem vishis rabin, not al we did it. We it is of Iziko, without did it. Just as my Hesiris, so is the ordinary case of Akkod Israel, vishis rabin. מהו יקר מדמין הרי וחיים בעשדון פן רגעוי וכתור אמר אם מסתבר אפילו ברגעוי מה? איפה ימלתי רצופתו? So then what the Gemara says is the Rapposha. So this is what the Gemara said in the very beginning of Overcome. That why is it called to the Rebbe? Because it's not the Rishis Rav. So still, even though the Gemara said at the beginning of Overcome, that Tzuras is not the Rishis Rav, but Rabbi Yomi had certain misgivings about it. And Rav Zeire gave the answer that it's not the Rishis Rav. If we are Gere Yisubato, so then it goes without saying that in case of it is a tzrivis without Yudin, then of course it's there. Because that's the Rapposha. But and Rabbi Yomi also knew that. But Rabbi Yomi inquired from Rav Zeire in regard to Atos Asura Salvation. Is that Hayavish Rabbi or that is not Hayavish Rabbi? So, when Rabbi Yomi Rav Zeire, who is on our Hayavish Rabbi, what of it is of Iziko, Maulikeri Damanore, the Hayavis, Now, so if we are here as a Plato, I don't know any Rishi who is definitely here as a Plato. So many Rishi say we are not here as a Plato. But I don't know any Rishi who is definitely here as a Plato. Then I would assume that the Rambam was here as a Plato. But the Magnishna says, no, Lord, won't fail. The Rambam wasn't here as a Plato either. So I don't know who is the Rishi, who are the Rishi, who are definitely here as a Plato. But let's say, the Abishim, who are definitely here as a Plato, so then it's a Gemara Mefureshet that Rav Zeire said that if a behavior is Matis Sures al Bibito al Vishino, then it's part of Mishas Rabbi. The Rambam Shiki means that according to the way the Magnish explains, that according to the alternative, that Ein Shino Mitzvures, then Kitizo al Bibite is part of Mishas Rabbi. But only according to that alternative, but the Rambam Paskins is a Sveikin Ibina. As a Sveikin Ibina. So Melee, so we couldn't say that the Rambam was Gera Subato. Because if the Rambam was Gera Subato, then the Gemara says in so many words that he teases Tzvulis al Bibite. So he's Potam Mishas Rabbi. And the Rambam Paskins is a Sofik. It's a Sofik. And the Itofas is the Makimamene. So he couldn't have the girl say Ubuato. That's the riot that the Rambam couldn't have the girl say Ubuato. Because if the Rambam had the girl say Ubuato, then the Rambam should pass in as a badai that ain't Shino Mitzvahs. And the Rambam passed in as a sovereign. So, obviously, the Rambam was not there as Ubuato. But just in the teeth of the Ziko, Maru Kerem Daminore, the Hayeves, a group of children, the Rebbe, you feel. Only, we started to the Rebbe. The teeth of the Shisarabi, then another question that Rabbi Yomi raised. The teeth of the Shisarabi, the Ziko Pisayochi, Maru, Only Akira in Kama, Ohe Ishka. So the original answer given by Rabbi Zeire was, Pot, the Shisarabi. Ace, Hoy so mal ich mit der Kinder nicht sein Jochen ist der Rabbi. Hai, mal war ich nicht der Rabbi, wie ist es wie sie kommt ist der Rabbi. So ich schreibe so ich die Kasche gegen the first answer the Kapitel gehen. Hoy, die kommt ist der Rabbi, die ist ja. Was die Kinder ist der Rabbi, wie sie kommt ist der Rabbi, ist Potter. Hat so das ist Potter durch der Rabbi. Warum ne? So it says that this vice is actually the case of Dilem Mishas Rabbi and Zikim Mishas Yochi. So there is Chayet. But Rav Zeire just a minute ago said, Akira in Kana, Lachi Yishkan, Om Lehav. So that's the Maskona of Rav Zeire. That it is of Mishas Rabbi, the Zikim of Mishas Yochi, is Chayet. Eis, Dos, Olak, Lishin, Kati, Nofla, Shem, Al, Priya, Achim, Lishin, Rei, Alo, Lishin, Shana, Lishon, Rach, Shana, Chatan, Ezek, Yiton, Alo, Lach, 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 that it is a Mishas Rabbi and Zika Mishas Ayochi is Motera, and then the Maskone is it is a Mishas Rabbi and Zika Mishas Ayochi is Chai. Any, ויהו מרב הילך אין חוצן עזק חולוק לא יהיו שזה יוחי ולא יהיו שזה רבים מי רב in other words, that where there is don rishisayochi or don rishisarabi, there is always a chiyuv of chatzinetek. So the question is, so did the Makshin assume, did he not assume that it has reference to the case of Reya? He did not rishisarabi, we seek of rishisarabi, and still it says, ein chatzinetek choluk loy rishisayochi, loy rishisarabi. So what does it mean? Even if it's done in the rishisarabi, there is a chiyuv of chatzinetek's word. So that means he is a b'shesarab nezik a b'shesarab. No, he is a b'shesarab nezik a b'shayochid. V'am v'takshirayim kan anoch yeshka, or v'hadra. Hadra. Alright. Iboi yisei me, ki omar Rabbi Yechen en akher. In other words, when Rabbi Yechen says, in chotzim eze, chomit v'shesayoch b'shesarab, he doesn't have reference to tzrures, he has reference to keren. In other words, the keren is mechuyer, בין משסרבי, בין משסיוכת. אז מה כאן התחיל? יש איזה תמיד, איך אתה איזה? So, because there was a salted aitach in the Gemara, not that there was such a mandoma, there is no such mandoma, but there was a salted aitach in the Gemara, perhaps we should interpret the Torah in such a way that the whole chiyuv of Keren, Chotzen Ezek, is only Bishasamit. So Shem the Rebbe is chai Bishasamit, and Shomem, and Keren is chai Bishasamit, and Chotzen Ezek. Mashiinkin Bishasarabi, where Hashem the Rebbe is part of the Gamre, so Keren is certainly part of the Gamre. So the Gemara says it's not like that. But there was a Sadr Aitach, maybe you should learn how to a Yalfuse. The Yalfuse, or the Kalchenya, from Shem the Rebbe, that Keren is only higher, which is an Ike, and not which is around. But the MS is not like that, so this is what Abiyachim is telling us. The Keren is higher not only the Rishus HaYochi, but also the Rishus HaRabi. Now, I want now, you see, we discussed the Rishit. We discussed the Rishit, and I didn't want to discuss until now the Shittus HaRambam fully. Because the Rambam is very complicated, and I feel we went over all these memories, so I didn't feel that it's proper to discuss the Shittus HaRambam. The Rif is Mashmit. Is mashmi this whole halacha of the tiz of the shusarabi, the zik of the shayochi? So Rav Zeira said, "Hadrami is higher than it is mashmi." So the shidag beirim says in so many ways, and many say that this is the shita of the rosh also in the rif, that the rif holds that this halacha by Rav Zeira is not under the rif. So Yash Toyme is the Kashi. How can you say such a thing? Is that all the Yoka say? The Rif cannot has shown the Chilut and the Gemore. The Gemore says, Rav Zeira says, Hadre. And there is no other Amire who is Chilut and Rav Zeira. So how can he not pass in Rav Zeira? So it was mentioned that according to the Rif, so now let's go back to the Gemore. To the Gemara, Daki Dalo Gomenav. Daki Dalo Gomenav. Let's go back to the Gemara. Daki Dalo Gomenav. Daki Dalo Gomenav. Now, there is a machleket between Rav Chisde and Rav Rozo, whether Chotz Rashutin is Chayo Hashem Rebo or not. So Rav Chisde says that he's Chayo, and Rav Rozo says, Chot. So the Gemara, Daki Dalo Gomenav, the seventh line from the top of the mountain. Now, Tom Ramiyeh said, Chotz Rashutin Vapunde, Chotz Rashutin Vapunde, Chayibren, Al Hashem, Val HaRegel. So, do you feel Rabbeza? Rabbeza says, that Chotz Rashutin is Potter. Omer HaRabbeza, it is the Remas Nisim Rukriye, Vatan Yadu Kolu, Soyer Rabshim, and Lozer, and Lebizoki. Kol Chiyun, Shifrin, Zekul, and Mazik, Chayib, Chol. The magic is a potabiko, loze, loze, kihotra shooting, badiko, potabala shavarego, and diha, and diha, and shiha, and diha, and diha. Tam shall put an egg, and shall show. Loze, loze, kotish, and shashni, and hai, rush, and rego, and diha, and shiha, and diha, 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 Chotz Rashutin Vabdiko Potter, Bola Shem Rego, Kashi Adode, Kita Yahi, the Chotz Rashutin Vabdiko Potter, Bola Shem Rego, Kashi Adode, Kita Yahi, the Chotz Rashutin Vabdiko Potter, Bola Shem Rego, the Chotz Rashutin Vabdiko Potter, Bola Shem Rego, the Chotz Rashutin Vabdiko Potter, Bola Shem Rego, the Chotz Rashutin Vabdiko Potter, So you got the shin, have a chotzer amitz. So in other words, if it's a chotzer amitz, it's the payless. That means Reuben is the mazik, and Shimon is the mizeh. And if Reuben Sheir entered Shimon's, she entered the chotzer. That means coming to both, to Reuben and Shimon for payless. But she's payless. And was end up Shimon's payless. They became a shvorim, but Reuben has no issues to keep his axe there. Only Shimon the Mizeh has the right to keep his axe there. So then it is hired for Shemarek. We got the Shem, now we got the name of the Noach and the Punde, the Noach and the Mika. Shemar, Master of Rab Zeire, Kim Michael's the Perez, for being on the Via with the Achel Eke, so Rab Zeire Stein was. How can you say that in the case of the Chotzer that is coming to both in respect to Perez? But it is the exclusive domain of the Mizek in respect to Shvot. So, in such a case, he is tired, but there is a Zerasakos, who will be a bit the Achel. So, he's on the Chayev, if it's the Rishus of the Mizek. But here, we are dealing with the Rishus, that is the joint Rishus of both the Mazik and the Mizek. So, how should you hire? It's not the Biyam is the Acher. Biyam is the Acher. Implies Dabke if it's the exclusive Rishus. But here, in regard to Peres, it belongs to both, to the Mazik and the Mizek. So it belongs to the Mazik also. So it's not the exclusive Rishus of the Mizek. Why should you hire? So what is the argument raised by Razere? That Chotzer Am Yechedes, Rozeh, Repairs, even Mechedes Lishvori, even though in respect to Shvori, so it's all is the exclusive Rishus of the Mizek, not of the Mazik. So then he should be put. That's what Rav Zeira said. On the way of Baye, King in Mechedes Lishvori, so the Achav. So Baye said, in view of the fact that in regard to Shvot. So whose Rishus is it? Only the Mizek. The Mazik has no right to keep his Sheir in that Chotzer. And then, so that means that the Mazik Sheir was a trespass on that Chotzer. True, that it's the joint Rishus of the Mazik and the Mizek. The Mazik's also in regard to Peres. But as far as Shvot is concerned, it's the exclusive Rishus of Shimon and Mizek, not of Reuben. The Mazik. Anyway, we have a machlokes between Rav Zeira and Abaye. In the case of the Chotzer Miyuchedes, the joint Rishus of the Mazik and the Mizek. Who is the Mazik, Shimon and Mizek? And God, Rishvori is the exclusive Rishus only of Shimon, of Mizek. So according to Rav Zeira, it does not come with him via the Acher, his Poter. And according to Abaye, it does not. So he said, according to what the Rosh says in the Rif. The Rif says the general is Potter because you. So the Rosh explains it, that the Pshat is, it's not a Zerasakos, like Poragun. Of course it's a Zerasakos, but the Zerasakos is the clarity of the concept, of his certain rationale. And what is the concept? That is implicitly the Zerasakos would be a Mizrachir, according to the Rif, because the Bailim is not negligent in any way. The Torah does not expect the Bailim of the Behemoth that he should keep following that. He should walk after his Behemoth. So in other words, he has a right to let the Behemoth go on the street. He has a right. So he's not negligent. So he's not guilty of negligence. He's not a Mishaya. That's why he's fine. So that's the Shita of Abaye. That the reason is why Shemarev is not Mishra Rabbi, it's not just the Rosakos of Mishra Rabbi and his Potter. He is only higher than the Rishus of the Mizek. He is higher than the Rishus of the Mizek, not the Rishus of Rabbi, because the Rishus of Rabbi, the Mazik is not the Pesheya. But if he is a Pesheya, so let's say, Chotzer Am Yechedes, Lozeh, the Peretz, but in Shvorim, it is the exclusive, in regard to Shvorim, is the exclusive Rishus of the Mizek, only. So the Mazek has no right to let Yishaya go into the chotzer, because as far as Shmuel are concerned, it's all only Shiva believes it. So melee, the mazik is negligent. If he's negligent, he has to pay. Hashem Kavzira says it's not a question of negligence. It's exeras akosu. He's only chayiv v'shusamize. So melee, if it is the joint of the shoes of the mazik and the mizik and the yad peres, it's not v'shusamize. No smart. According to Abaye, it's based upon the swap. The exeras akosu is the priority of the swap. So melee, that's the reason. That's the chat in the Rosh in the Sheita Gibeirim. That's why that the reef is mashkit. The din by Rav Zeira first said that whole commission is not in the experience of the commission. Then he said, Hadrami. So we should pass like the Chazore, like the Hadrami. We should pass like the Chazore, like the Hadrami. So that means that he should be hired. And the Rebbe doesn't mention it because the Rebbe fasts. So the Rosh appears to be saying, and the Sheikh had the hearing so explicitly, that the Rebbe fasts his whole commission of Sarabi, and the teacher said this, and the commission of Sarabi is what? Is what? How can he pass like the Habamim of Hazire and not like the Maskone of Hazire? The answer is, that stone, the case of Hocham Mishtarabim, the case of Yizikom Mishtayochim, is only the machlekes between Rav Zeir and Abaye Dakida. There is a machlekes in regard to the case of Lozev and Lozev repairs. Ulechad Lishvo, which Lechad Lishvo in on the news. So Rav Zeir says he should be put. Why does Rav Zeir say he's put there? Even though he's certainly in Tishaya, and he's a chayke, he's an abaye, he was in the Rangabe, of the Mishmeremu, but is it a complicated discussion to the Sakosu that only Rishus Anize? So the Mele has to be the exclusive Rishus of the Nizek in regard to Peles. What is the Dovaran? Is it Peles, not Shvobe? So it's exactly the Sakosu, even though he's a Pesheya and he's Chayim and Shamayim, but the Yodom is what? Hashem can Abaye says, no. The reason is to why the Torah says Rishus Rabbi is for that, because he's not negligent. He's not a trespasser. But in this case, where Gabi Shmorim is the exclusive Rishus of the Mizeh, so the Mazik is a trespasser, he's a Yesheya, he's an Abaye, he's even on the Abeire of the Nishmerenu. So there is Chai. So the Mele, the same thing is true in Gabi Hocham Rishus Rabbi, the Jews of Sules, the Yizikom Rishus Hayot. So Rav Zeir at first said that he held like a bite. At first he held like a bite. That the reasons why the Torah patters and the regular Shusarabi is because there is no pshir. There is no pshir. So in Mayoe, so it's not a exercise. It only Vishusanizek is high. No, Vishusanizek is higher because he is a Vishaya. Yusrabim is put there because he is not a Vishaya. Why is it the Vishaya? Because the Torah doesn't require the owner to keep following the baby. So in any way, if it's Hocham Vishusanizek, the teaser school is Vishusanizek Vishayochim, the owner is not obligated to keep on following up the baby. So he's not negligent, he's not hating in any way, he's not good at any project, so he should be bought that. That's why Rav Zeira. So Rav Zeira at first held like a body, and then he said, Hadrabi, that's his shite. In the case of Lozev, Lozev, we pay less of the Hadish Vol. Mashain came, the Reed passes like a Baye, so Mele doesn't pass like Rav Zeira, he passes like a Baye, Dafyudale. So in Melee, he doesn't pass like the Hadrabi, but he passes like the Habamir of Zeire, because the Habamir of Zeire was in line with Abaye's view. But the reason as to why the Torah part of Rishus Rabbi is because there is no Shia. So in Melee, Hoch Rishus Rabbi, Tizor, Viziko, Rishus Ayochit, so there is no Shia either. It's okay to walk in Rishus Rabbi. And the Bible is not supposed to hold on to the Eime. Every time the Behemoth walks into Rishus Rabbi. So that's why he's spoke that. So why did Rav Zeira say Hadrabi? Because Rav Zeira, Rishitose, the issue is, it's not a question of yes negligent, not negligent, it's a concept. Rishus Amizek is higher. So it has to be Rishus Amizek. So, and here it is Rishus Amizek. So it should be higher. That's what he said in the Rig. So in the Rig it's a very good pshat. But the problem is the Rambam also mentions the Rigs. The means and the wise and the regulars for the Rishis Rabbi is because they are not negligent. The Rambam says so in so many words. Perikal es noch, es ist gemommen, aber auch erhält. Die Sieg kommt durch den Rabbi. Oy de khotsa shini shol shnei lo im mashi tu lo yize oy de khotsa shini shol shnei va lo mi khales va mi abo peres u hach mi swa beimo ki na bi ko khale yitzi bo i bi shen de vay dol yitzi ko ki da ka u de pota ki tu shi shol shu swa hal ich kan di kan so vay shen de vay ko pota mi shi rabbi doesn't say it's just a konso no kashes no he explains it because he's not negligent because he ain't sure the shoes for how he can be calm. The baby is free to walk around the Rishis Rabbim here and there. The binding is not mechuyev. The Torah does not obligate the binding to keep on following up the baby and make sure that the baby doesn't keep parents. He's not negligent. So in other words, so he passes like the Rishis. If it passes like the leaves, so then, so the only reason is why we show Shlam is Kota because he is not a Kishaya. But if he is a Kishaya, then he should be higher. So the Meirei should pass. Not like Habzir. Not like Habzir's Hadrafi. But the way the Reed, who doesn't pass like Habzir's Hadrafi, and he should pass through that whole Kobishus Rabbi, the Kishaya Swords, the Zikobishus Ayochim, so he should pass through. So he's put up because after all, what kind of negligence? What kind of negligence is he guilty of? What did he do? He allowed his behavior to walk in his rabbi. Well, the Rambam says in so many words that the Bible is not expected to follow his behavior. The behavior can let the behavior go. So he's not negligent twice a high. So on one hand, the Rambam mentions the Rif Shite. The reason is by Shem Rebbe is put there because the Yishlo Rishis Lahalik can. So it's by the Rif. So then he shouldn't pass from Abzera's Din, but he does pass from Abzera's Din. Now let's see Abzera's Din. Go. Take rates. Allah Kedah. פרקליז הלך דלת, וכן אם הויצו מהלכת ברשוס הרב, וניצו צרובה יש מתחס רגלו, ברשוס סניזה, וישיבו לסכיר, ונשאל עם חוצי נזק. So he says, מהלכת ברשוס הרב, וניצו צרובה יש מתחס רגלו, ברשוס סניזה, וישיבו לסכיר, ונשאל עם חוצי נזק. So the Rib does, the Rambam does not follow up the Shem Yisrael. And he passed this Rav Zeir Asad Rabbi. So, but in this case, he's in negligent, he's not negligent. He's not negligent. So how can we explain the Rambam? Okay, now let's see the Lashon Rambam. In Perek Aleph. Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, and Halacha Ches. So the Rambam says like this. Halacha Zayin. Kol Mu'ed, משם זה ראשון עם היופי שבחוסר וכל טעם משם חוצה נזק מגוף במה דבר ממורי משנכנסה אבי מולו שוסן נזק ויזיקוסי אבל אם נכנסה נזק ושוסן מזי ויזיקוסי והם תשע בל הבייס הרי זה פוטר על הקיר זה זה הלוכה זה תאום מזיק עם הפוטר ושוסן מזי נדורץ הוא מנס בהם enters Shimon's yard and Shimon's chotzer, Shimon's axe injures Reuben's axe, so then Shimon's body, because Torah b'shus on my body, b'shus on Azik, so not only Shem Regel's body, which is Rabbit, but b'shus on Azik, so even Karen's body, because Torah b'shus on my body, Torah b'shus on my body certainly is grounded in the concept There is no negligence. What kind of negligence is the mazik guilty of? If the mizek sheya trespass into his chotzer and there his sheya, he certainly has a right to keep his sheya on his own chotzer, and it's his private property. So who was negligent? The mizek was negligent. He had no business letting his sheya go into Shimon's chotzer. So there it's fine. All right. So that's a din posha. It applies to all mazik. He didn't care. Two of the shoes and I bought. Abu Yehuda Samizek versus Amazik. So the question is, the Rambam is discussing here the Ptur of Keren. Yoshu Samazi, that's not Shemarego, he's not discussing here Shemarego. He's discussing the Ptur of Keren, Yoshu Samazi. Because two of the shoes are my boy. So why does he mention if there's a kosu of Ubiya Bizdiachir, which deals with the aloche of Shemerego, that it's only higher if it's Roshus HaMizek, but if it's not Roshus HaMizek, even though it's not Roshus HaMazik either, it's Roshus HaMizkota. That's a kosu in regard to Shemerego, not in regard to Keren. Keren is certainly higher than Roshus HaMizek. So the Rambam is in effect saying that the same Zerasakosu that tells us that Shemerego is potter is higher only Roshus HaMizek, but is potter in Roshus HaRabim also implies that Roshus HaMazik even carries the same posit of Ubiya Bizdiachir, which spells out that Shemerego is higher only Roshus HaMizek and Roshus HaRabim is potter, also implies that Keren Roshus HaMazik is also. But the question is, what has one? My Yishmit is Lasina. What has the Zerasakosu of Biyam is the Achaya that deals exclusively with Shisamizek? I'm sorry, the deal is exclusively with Shemarego, not with Keren. Keren versus Rabin is Hayek. What bearing does it have on the Aloche of Keren versus Rabin? So, according to the Ripshite, you can understand. Because according to the Ripshite, the whole reason is why Shemarego is calling Shemarego is not just the Zerasakosu. It's not the Zerasakosu by Kabun. He's only Chayus Samizek. He is Chayus Samizek, not the Zerasakosu. He's not the Zerasakosu. The Zerasakosu is not negligent. So Shemarego, the Zerasakosu is not negligent. But Keren, the Zerasakosu is negligent. Keren, the Zerasakosu is negligent. Now you ask, Ekashi. Why do we say that Keren Roshus HaRabim is negligent and Shemarego Roshus HaRabim is not negligent? I mean, either the Torah expects the owner of the Gehin to watch the Sheir, that he should not be allowed to run the Sheir. In other words, how can he make sure that the Sheir does not run the Sheir? How can he make sure if he doesn't let the share go by itself, it have a snapshot. Or he's not expected to curb the share. So Monib Sheikh, if you say that Shemarego, Vishus HaRabim is potter, why? Because the Torah does not expect the Bailim of the Sheya of the Behemoth to follow up the Behemoth every time the Behemoth is disposed to go into Shus HaRabim. So maybe should be put there for Keren too. He's not supposed to tie the Sheya in his house, in his stable. So he should be, if he's not expected to tie the Sheya, why is he high for Keren? So the fact that he's high for Keren means you are responsible. You have to make sure. You want the behemoth to walk in with Roshus HaRabim? Make sure the behemoth is not mazik. How can you make sure the behemoth is not mazik? How? How can you make sure? By following up the behemoth. So let's apply it to Shemarego too. After all, he cannot cut off the horn that he cannot. He certainly is not expected when he lets the behemoth walk in with Roshus HaRabim So it is not expected to cut off the horns of the behemoth, of the share. So if he's allowed to let the behemoth, the share go to his rabbi, so it means he's allowed to let the share go to his rabbi, not only with its feet and with its mouth and puya shall be on zuksar law, but with its horns too. So why is a chayef if the behemoth is mazik with the horns? Manevsha. So the answer is this. There is a concept, I mean the Umm Salem, I mean talk about it, contributory negligence on the part of the nizik. So in other words, the Torah says Ubiyab is the Akhir. So it's based upon the concept of no negligence. Why is there any negligence? Why is it that there is negligence in respect? There is negligence in respect to Karen, and there is no negligence in respect to Shemarel. The answer is, the Torah does not expect the owner of the Shira Mazik to curb his behemoth so that it will not eat up the pears of Shimon, of any potential Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, any potential Yisek, because the potential Yisek is himself guilty of contributory negligence. Who tells Shimon to leave his papers in the street? Who tells him to do that? Let him keep his papers in his own courtyard, not to put it in the street. The Shira Mazik, the Torah does not require a woman to watch the Shira from eating the parents of Shimon, because Shimon is guilty of that. Shimon is a Kesher. Shimon is expected. It's like the Gemara of Rabbi Yisrael or Basra. But there it has to do with Mr. Shem. Shem were joining neighbors. But it's the same concept. What Rabbi Yisi say? Allah needs it for the Satsmi. So this is similar to the concept of Allah needs it for the Satsmi. That's the gist of the exercise. I guess it would be of this Yahya. That is only higher for a Hezek done in the Chotzer HaNizek. Because in the Chotzer HaNizek, so the Nizek is not a Pesher. He is not expected to hide his Peres. He has a right to keep his palace open in his own courtyard. So the male, since the music is not a Bishaya, so the Mazik is required to exercise here, that his behemoth should not be Mazik, the palace, in Shimon's shoes. Mashiach in the street, so it's a music about this. I'm mentioning that expression, not that it has to do with the machleket between Rabban and Rabbi Yitzchak. Machleket between Rabban and Rabbi Yitzchak has to do with the situation of adjoining neighbors, and he maintains something that could, he maintains a certain object that could result in damage to the adjoining neighbors, and then there is the machleket between Rabban and Rabbi Yitzchak, whether Allah Nizik Lachazatzme or Allah Mazik Lachazatzme. Whether a Mizik Lachaz Atzmi or a Mazik Lachaz Atzmi. Here we're not dealing with the situation of Shem. So, but the reasons why the Torah says Shem the Rebbe is not a Mishis Rabin is that the Mazik is not, the owner of the Shira Mazik is not a Mishia. Why isn't the owner of the Sheyah Mazik, not the Sheyah. Because the Nizik is the Sheyah. By living this Kalim, by living this Payas in the Rishis Rabin, he had no business living this Kalim or the Payas in the Rishis Rabin. He has to watch out that the Payas and the Kalim should not be accessible to the potential of the Shemeret. So, why isn't the Mazik Yekesheya? Because the Nizik is Yekesheya. He is expected to watch his game, to watch his game. So, that is the Aloche according to Rabbah. Now, again, so according to Rambam, I think it's told. That's the machlokes between Abaye and Rav. That's the machlokes between Abaye and Rav. Abaye and Rav. Now, what does the same way as we said it already, but conversely, in other words, there is a machlokes between Rav Zeire and Abaye in regard to the case of the courts and the Yechedes Lepeves, the Eid and the Yechedes Lishvorim. If the Chotzer is the joint rishon, so Ruben is a mazik. Shimon is. If the Chotzer is the joint rishon of Ruben and Shimon in regard to Peretz, so, but in regard to Shvorim, so it's only the rishon of Shimon. Ruben has no right to keep his share there. So what does Abaye say? That is chayav. It's not like Rishis Rabbi. Why? Because Abaye's story is that the Zerzakos will be a bizdeache. He's not Zerzakos like Poradun. Zerzakos is only chayav. No. Its base is declaratory of a certain concept. The concept is that Shem Birshus Rabin is not there because the Mazik is not considered the Peshaya. Why isn't the Mazik considered the Peshaya? Because the Nizek is the Peshaya. So it's an Nizek Barak the Kesatzman. That's the Zerzakos. He is the Peshaya. So the Mazik is not a Peshaya. Is not the Peshaya, Mashem came the case of Chotzer and Mecheves, Lozeli Peres, but we Shvorim only to the Nizek. So, is the Mazik Ruben a Peshaya? Of course, is a Peshaya. He's very negligent. He had no business letting his share enter the Chotzer, which is in which he's a trespasser. Because as far as Shvorim is concerned, is the exclusive rishus of Shimon, not Ruben. Ruben is a stranger. He's a trespasser. In regard to Ruben Sheir is a trespasser in that chotzer. True, Ruben has the right to spread out oranges there in that chotzer. But he's a trespasser in taking the Sheir into that chotzer. So really he's negligent, that's the pay. Which is having his spot there because he's not negligent. Why isn't he negligent? Because the Nizek is negligent. It's our Nizek in Shnei Rasatzer. It's our Nizek in Shnei Rasatzer. Or, Mashenki, Rapsire holds. No, it's not based upon the fact of non-negligence. But it's Igzal Sakosov. So Igzal Sakosov is, he's only higher than Shusha Nizek. Now here, which is a music of what? Which is a music of the Dovra music. What's that Peres? So, in respect to Peres, they are both owners. So it's not which is a music. Negligent is, the Chedishamayim is higher, but the Odom is Potter, according to Ramzeira. According to Ramzeira. Now, in the case of whole Chobi, Tis, of not whole Chobi, which is a Rabbi, Tis, of Tzveres. The Zikov Rishis HaYochim. So Rav Zeir at first originally held that he is Poter, and then he said Hadrabi is Chayiv. So Hadrabi is Chayiv. So according to Rambam, just the other way, just the reverse of what the previous thing. According to Rambam, so Rav Zeire, he said, when Rav Zeire said Hadrabi, so in effect he was freezing from what Rav Zeire said in regard to the case, of Gozer Gozer Peiris and Chadri Shvorim. So Rav Zeire said, he is the Baye, hoping to be a Gachlorek. So what the Baye say? No. So apparently when Abaye said, what did Abaye say? Omer Abaye, kill me, Chadri Shvorim, so the Hacha can be. So after he heard it from Abaye, Rav Zeire conceded the Abaye. So while Rav Zeire originally held that the reason is why the Shusharabim is spot on, it's a simple Dilasakos, not as well. So, but Abaye held, no, it's the clarity of the meaning that the Shusharabim, since the Nizek is negligent, because he has no big, he has to watch out for his fingers. So, in my way, the Mazik is not negligent. So Abaye, after hearing that from Rav Zeire, Rav Zeire said, so he considered Abaye. So that means, so another way, so Rav Zeire said Hadrabi. So yes, but he's not negligent. Why did he say Hadrabi? The answer is, it's not that he's not negligent because he's not negligent. It's not that the Torah says, Rishus Rabbi, the Behemoth, has the right to walk in Rishus Rabbi. And he's not supposed to, he's not expected to exercise care over the Behemoth. It's not just like that. Why should the Torah say he doesn't have to exercise care? He certainly should exercise care. The answer is, he's not mechuyev to exercise care because the Nizek is guilty of contributory negligence. He is the one who's negligent. He had no business living papers or killing the Rishus Rabbim. He had no business. He's guilty of contributory negligence. That's why the Mazik is not required to exercise care. Because the Nizek is guilty of contributory negligence. When can we say that the Nizek is guilty of contributory negligence? In the case where the papers are eaten up or damaged in the Rishus Rabbim. So then, it's his fault. He's the Peshaya. Who told him to leave Peres there? Who told him to leave his caring there? So in Melech, the Nizek is the Peshaya, so the Mazik is not Peshaya. Mashiach in the case of Hoch HaMishu Sarabi, V'Tizot Tzeres, V'Zikho Mishu Tayochi, is the Nizek guilty of contributory negligence? What should the Nizek do? The Nizek should hide it in a vault in the bank, his Peres. He left his papers in his courtyard. He certainly has a right to leave it in his courtyard. So Mimele, there is no pshia by the Nizek. So Mimele, since there is no pshia by the Nizek, so Shemarebo is like Kerek. Why does the Rambam say? The Rambam applies the same Zerasakos of Ubiyam is the Ach, which is expressive of the Aloch, the Shemarebo is for the Rishus Rabbim. He applies it to Chotzerah, to Kerem Yoshus Amas. What's the Shaykhs? The answer is, because the Rambam passes like a Abaye. The Rambam passes like a Abaye. So the Mele, that's the, so it's just the other way around. In other words, the Rambam also holds that the Machlokes that you valid in the Gevorim Bolokan between Rav Zeire and Abaye, where Rav Zeire originally said that Hobinon be of the Achel Veleke, so in view of the fact that it's Lozer Lozer with papers, even Rak Lechadri Shvor, so he's certainly negligent, the Mazik. He's a trespasser, the Mazik. Still, Rav Zeire said, argue to Abaye, no, he should be Potter. Why? Because Rav Zeire originally entertained the view that it's Xer Sakos. He's only hired Miz the Achel, Miz Shusamize. Now this is not Miz Shusamize. It's the joint reshoes of the Nizek and the Mazik in the Rav. So you should report that. So what Abaye said, so what did Abaye tell him? Given the Nechemes Lishvon, the Hakel Abay, it's not just that it's a Zerasakos of like Porah Adume, that he's only Chayu Chatzar Nizek. He's put up Mishis Rabbi because the Mazik is not a Bishaya. Why isn't the Mazik a Bishaya? Because the Nizek is a Bishaya. It's our Nizek Rav in this case. is a nice matzik. So mainly, since the nizik is a besheya, so the matzik is not mechuyev to exercise care. Let the nizik worry about his payments. He has no business living his payments on his kingdom which is rabbi. Let him keep it in his own courtyard. So mainly, so the matzik is not mechuyev to exercise care because it's a nizik rabbi. So mainly, his potter is. There is no Leishmerenu, there is no Avera of Leishmerenu, he is not guilty of any negligence, because the Nizek is guilty of negligence. The Nizek is guilty of negligence. So Mimele, and Rabzeira said, so that, but in the case of Yecheles, Lezeru Peres, true, it's not the Chazak Nizek. But, it was Lecho Mishmoni, only the Nizek has the right to keep his share. So the Mazik share is a trespasser, he's certainly negligent. So the Mele is higher. So the Mele is higher. So what did Rapsira say? He spoke. Why? Because Rapsira held originally, it's exactly a concept like for Adam. Only Bishisanizik is high. And this is not Bishisanizik. So true is a Bishisanizik. So he's high in Bishamayim. But the other is spot. But then Abaye said to him, no. Abaye said to him, no. So Abaye said, it's not exercise a kosu, only Bishop Salizik is higher. But it's a kosu in the declaratory of the concept that where the mazik is not negligent, and here Bishop Salizik, the mazik is not negligent because the nizik is guilty of negligence. He is the Peshia. So, but in case where the mazik is negligent, like Rosella Davis, or the nizik is wrong, so he is negligent, so he's higher. So it's not Rishus Anizek. It's not Itzer Sakosuf of Rishus Anizek, not Rishus Anizek per se. It's Itzer Sakosuf of negligence or non-negligence. So Rishus Rabi, there is no negligence because the Nizek is negligent. So the Mazik is not expected, is not required to exercise care. Mashein came in the case of Hochob Rishus Rabi, V'nishizo v'nizika v'shisayochi. So you cannot say the Nizek is negligent. How is the Nizek negligent? What did they do? He left his parents in his own courtyard. Where should he live? If not in his own courtyard. So since the Nizek is not negligent, so then it's a mazik la'avat. So the mazik is negligent the same way as by Keren. So we tell the Nizek, you. We don't force you to always hold on to your behemoth. But you have to make sure one thing. If you want the behemoth to go to Rishus Rabim, make sure that the Rishus Rabim is clear of parents. If you make an inspection and you make sure that, and you take the measures so that there are no parents in the Rishus Rabim, fine. Then you can let your behemoth go in Rishus Rabim. But as long as you don't make sure that the Rishus Rabim is clear of pebbles, then you are responsible. You have to make sure that the behemoth will not walk in Rishus Rabim and step upon pebbles, and then the mazik, the nizek, the kelim or the peiros in the Rishus Hayochim, where the nizek is completely innocent, is not negligent. So this Gemara, when Gemara at first, Rabzeira says, "Ho, Rabbi Yemir inquired from Rabzeira, Ho, Chodesh Yisrabi, it is a tzele, it is a shayochi." So what did Rabzeira say first? So Rabzeira said first, "Akirein kananochi yeshka," because at first Rabzeira agreed with Rabbi Moshite before he heard from Abaye, "Kim the Micheles Mishvorim." So be a shachet in a way. So Rabzeira held, kid Michaelis Lipeles, love is the achet. So what did Rabzeira hold? It's exactly a concept. It has to be the Bershus Ayochi. So in other words, the Maisa Ezek has to be the Bershus Ayochi. In order to be higher. So Rabzeira said, Akira in Kanabachi Eshtam. Where did the Maisa Ezek take place? In the Bershus Rabi. And there is exactly a concept. Without smarts, that only the Maisa Hezek explains the Rishus Hayochi. So the Bishir is high, the Baal Hashem right. But Hocho Rishus Rabi, the Tizot Tzeres, the Sikho Rishus Hayochi, where is the Maisa Hezek that plays? And on the contrary, in accordance with the Londres of Nachas Dovid, the Timlau Ditzchere is and all Mishenu Medui with tasteless distinction between all Mishenu between between Zohakli and Zohakhetz. But as far as the question where does the Maisa Hezek take place, where the original moment or where it actually breaks, so we say for something Torah's name, and even Akhobe would be made it, would not have a suffix. Akhobe only has a suffix. The way we explain the longness of Menachos David in regard to halacha number two, but in regard to halacha number one, that the Maisa Hezek explains at the original moment, and since the Maisa Hezek, the original moment, took place in Rishus Rabi, so that means that the Maisa Hezek took place in Rishus Rabi, as the Rosh as the Kashi. So in Achname, that's the reason as to why Rav Zera originally said, because Rav Zera originally agreed with what Rav Zera said when he argued before Abaye, the king the Chedes Lazeru Lazeru Keres, Rav is the Achak Chenevei. So in other words, so what did Rav Zera hold? Until we heard from Abaye that it's not Exeris HaKosov like Torah Kodesh. So Rav Zera held it's Exeris HaKosov without Tzvaros. So what does Exeris HaKosov imply? That only the Maisa Hezek is the behavior of the Maisa Hezek in the Rishus HaYochid. Then it's high. But if the behemoth does the Maisa Hezek in Shishanin Spota without Tzvaros, negligent, he can be 1000% negligent. But if the behemoth does the Maisa Hezek in the Shishanin Spota, he's Spota in the other. So he said, Akira Inka, Achirishka. There is no Maisa Hezek in Shishanin Spota. Then he said, Hadrabi. Why do we say Hadrabi? Because that was the result of what he heard from Abaye. That Abaye, in other words, then, whether he heard from Abaye or later on, so he agreed, he considered Abaye. Whether he considered Abaye immediately when Abaye said to him, or later on, doesn't make any difference. So then he was chazir. Whereas originally Rav Zera had a shite that it's exerus akosu, not declaratory of his role of non-religion. So then, finally, when he said Hadrabi, he considered Abaye in the proposition that it's not a pure Exeris HaKosov. The Exeris HaKosov is declaratory of the concept of non-negligence. So why non-negligence? How is it there is negligence in regard to Keller? And there is no negligence in Rishus Rabbi in regard to Shemarevo? The answer is because there is contributory negligence by the Nizek. By the Nizek. So, but in this case of Hochon, it is a Rishus Rabbi, the Nizek is not the Rishaya. So that's why it's.